National Broadcasting Company presents Lights Out, a summer revival of some of the best stories in the series, which many of our listeners will remember. Tonight's story, the fifth in the current series, is called The Revenge of India.
Lights out. Everybody. This is the witching hour. It is the hour when dogs howl and evil is let loose on a sleeping world. Sit in the dark now and listen to Lights Out.
I assure you, it's not a lot of tosh, Buzz. When you've been in India as long as I have...
Yes, quite, sir. But I've yet to see anything supernatural, you know.
You stay here long enough, and you'll see a jolly lot of it.
Oh, come now, sir. I've read Kipling and Talbot and Mundy, you know, sir. And after all I can say is they've a fine imagination, each of them. But things, all this magic stuff and so on, they don't happen, really.
You must meet Trevison sometime, Bryce.
I should like to.
Alms, Sahib, for the love of Allah. Alms for the poor beggar, Sahib.
Now, where the devil did you come from? I'll have that sentry.
Alms, Sahib.
Whom now? Imshi, you beggar.
In the name of Allah, Sahib.
You can't come in here, you know, old man. This is the place of the commissioner, Sahib.
Oh, in that case, Colonel Henderson, do you mind if I take off this stuff?
What?
Beastly hot.
What, Trevison? Leslie, by gad, man.
Hope I didn't give you too much of a start, sir.
I say, are you Trevison?
Right?
I'm dreadfully sorry, sir. I didn't realize. I'm Bryce, a DC.
I know. How do you do?
I say... Well, sit down, old chap. Cheroot? Cigarette.
Thanks. Cigarette would be good. I haven't tasted tobacco for a long time.
Light, Major?
Sir. Gad, that tastes good.
Right you are.
Well, needn't worry any more about Ismail Khan, sir.
Really?
No. He unfortunately met death a week ago. A Martina Henry slug right between his eyes. Beastly mess, too, if you ask me.
And where did you get a Martina Henry, Leslie?
The beggar man that shot Ismail Khan took it away from a patron gentleman he... met one night up in the hills, you know.
Did you shoot Ismail Khan, Major Trevison?
Eh? I thought I said a certain beggarman shot him, Mr. Bryce.
Yes.
So, as I was saying, I'm sorry to have barged in on you as I did, complete with musical comedy costume and all. But there are chaps lurking about that would be delighted to snaffle Trevison, you know.
I'm sorry, sir, but just how did you get in here? There are two sentries to pass.
They didn't see me, Mr. Bryce.
They didn't... Oh, but I say. They're both sepoys out of that place, thieves, you know. Soldiers.
Mr. Bryce, Major Trevison has said that they did not see him. I think it would be a good idea if you took his word for it.
But it's impossible. Will you forgive me, sir?
There's a scorpion alongside your foot, Mr. Bryce.
What? Oh, the devil. Beastly thing.
Have a look at what you've trod on, Mr. Bray.
Gad, my watch. Why, where did the scorpion...
You must be more careful in mistaking your watch for a scorpion. Bad mistake, you know?
But I saw a scorpion. I saw the ruddy thing.
Quite, Mr. Bryce. And the sentries did not see Major Trevison.
Right.
Pop along. There's a good chat, Bryce. Trevison and I have things to discuss.
Yes, sir. Perhaps it isn't all tosser, it's that.
rum chap. Just out, you know. Got a lot to learn.
Yes, quite.
So, Ismail Khan has gone to his reward.
If any, yes. And now, sir, I should like to apply for a month's leave.
Delighted, Leslie. You've earned it if any man has. Going to do some shooting?
Perhaps, sir. It's on account of that cablegram you've got lying there on your desk.
Cablegram? By God, I'd forgotten about it. It came for you this morning. Here.
No need to open it, sir. I know what's in it.
You know? Oh. Well...
It's about Basil, my brother.
Oh, but my dear boy, how could you?
He's dead, Colonel Henderson. And I've got to go to America to see certain people of Basil, you know.
Thou art my father and my mother, Sahib. I welcome thee home.
Bhajya Singh, it's good to see you.
I have made ready a whiskey soda of great strength.
Good man.
And was the hunting good, Sahib?
Ismail Khan lies dead.
May jackals rend his body and afflict his soul. How died he, Sahib?
By a Martina Henry slug between the eyes, Bhajya Singh.
And thy hand sped the bullet, Sahib?
The slightly unclean hand of Ali the Beggarman sped the bullet, my friend.
Thou didst not call upon me, Sahib.
There was no need, Bhajya Singh.
In my youth, I knew this Ismail Khan. He was a man of many wickednesses. Now he has gone away. This good Sahib. Will Sahib have his bath now?
Yes, a bath and fresh linen, and then got to pack.
The bath is ready.
Good. Bring another whiskey soda in, too, Bhajya Singh.
It is already awaiting thee, Sahib.
Right. Well, shove these rags into the dustbin, will you, then?
I know, Master.
Fresh water.
I will dress thy hair, Sahib, when the bath is done. And shave thee also. It is not fitting that Trevison of the police shall wear a beard like unto a Sikh.
I should be glad if I rated it, Bhajya Singh, but being British...
Being British, there are certain things, Sahib, that may not be done. Did this Sahib say we are to go away from this place?
I am going away, Bhajya Singh, yes.
And I, thy servant?
You are to stay here.
I hear and obey. But hast thou taken thought that I am useful as a gun bearer, Sahib, for the shooting?
Yes. But there's to be no shooting, you see, Bhajya Singh.
It is perhaps hidden from thy servant, then.
You knew about my brother?
I did not wish to speak, Sahib.
You knew, though?
It was not hidden from me, Sahib.
They crushed his head, my friend.
It was revealed to me, and I took thought how to avenge the brother of my master. If so be, my master returned not from the hills.
Good man, Bhajya Singh.
I have learned the manner of using the kukri, the curved razor knife of Jani Gurkha, Sahib.
Nay, it is not so written. It is my blood feud, and I must go.
Sahib goes away to America?
To America. Hand me the towel, Bhajya Singh, will you?
Here it is, Master. Thy bags are already packed, Sahib.
Eh?
For I took thought to myself, Sahib, how thou wouldst do when the news was given unto thee. And I said, the Sahib will do thus and so. And so the bags are packed.
Good. That's better than I hoped. I'm leaving tonight.
And I go not with thee.
No. No, it's a job for me, and I'm afraid you'll be recognized, Bhajya Singh. But,
Your old master.
Oh, thank you.
If master hath need of Bhajya Singh, he has but to speak the word.
Quite. Then go and do thus for me. I will go by airplane to Baghdad and on to London. Then a swift ship to New York, an airplane to Chicago. And there? Yeah.
Thou wilt not take me, Sahib.
No, old friend. I think this is a job for me alone.
In my youth, Sahib, as Risaldar of Lancers...
No, Bhajya Singh. You go and arrange the bookings for me, and if I need you, I'll let you know. Now, my address will be in care of my friend Norman Gregg in Chicago. You could cable me.
Thou dost forget, my master. Is not thought swifter than the cable?
But, Surely, Captain, you have some idea of where I might find this Monk Peroni.
Unfortunately, Major Trevithan, we haven't.
You do know of him, though, don't you?
Yes. We'd like to know more. We're reasonably sure he's either behind or took part in at least 3 gang killings in the last 3 years.
Hmm. But you lack proof. Is that it?
It isn't always easy.
I see. And what I've told you wouldn't be considered legal evidence.
I'm afraid not, Major Trevithan. You won't mind my saying it, I know. Frankly, it seems a little fantastic to me that you in India could know exactly who murdered your brother when we right here on the ground haven't a trace of the evidence.
I know, Captain. The police are confined to more orthodox methods.
Hmm.
But could you even give me a lead as to where I might find some of these men?
Well, some of them used to hang around Mike's bar down on South State Street. Hmm.
Do you know where that is?
Yes, I'll have the man at the desk outside give you the address.
Good. I might visit the place. And perhaps if I went down there and made a pretense of drinking just a bit too much, I might be able to flush out something.
I warn you. Please be careful, Major Trevor.
Don't worry about me. Monk Peroni is a gentleman who needs to do a little worrying.
That's so. Just lead me to this Monk Peroni. Just lead me to him is all I ask.
Hey, I think you got about enough to drink there, buddy.
Haven't either. Give me more whiskey. Whiskey! I'm going to find this Monk Peroni. I'll knock him down.
I wouldn't talk so free and easy if I was you, buddy. Now listen.
Quiet! Give me more whiskey. This Monk Peroni did my brother in. I'll find him and... more whiskey. Listen. Do you know where I can find Monk Peroni? I'll find him and knock his head right off his shoulder.
That's all. Yeah, that's the guy. You can hear him a mile off.
Englishman, huh?
Yeah. You remember that young English guy who was kind of slumming down here a couple, 3 weeks ago and... He made a crack when Monk poked Lucille in the snoot.
A young English guy.
Yeah. Monk took a swipe at him with the brass knocks and caved in his head till he croaked.
Yeah, I tell you, remember.
You wanna? He had a lot of bucks on him, and Monk went and split up the bucks with all of them.
Oh, yeah, I remember. An Englishman, yeah.
Well, this land here is brother, see? And he's come over here from dear old London to make it out, come out even, see? So he talks too much, see? And that's why Monk sent you down here to give me a lift with him.
But what are we going to do, bump him?
No. I think Monk's going to give him a talking to or something and then set him down on the running board of the car and stretch his legs out.
Stretch his legs out? What for?
And I'll use the crowbar on him, above and below the knee, see?
Yeah.
And we leave him there to think it over. With maybe a busted jaw for good measure. So he won't go around howling out Monk's name so much, see?
Oh, yeah, I get it.
Hey, listen, he's talking again.
Yeah, shall I go slap him down?
No, no, just take it easy. Come on, we'll ankle over there by him.
Yeah, and then I'll bust him.
You don't do nothing till I tell you, see?
Oh, yeah.
All right, come on, Jay.
That's what he is. A little down yellow cow. Runs like a yellow dog, that's what he does.
Hey, look, bud.
Yes.
It ain't healthy to keep cracking about the Monk around this here place, and you've been doing it a long time now.
Who are you?
Just a guy that don't want to see you making a sap of yourself, see?
You know Monk Peroni? He killed my brother.
Listen, bud. Come on in the back room with me a minute, and I'll tell you something.
What do you want to tell me?
Come on, and I'll tell you. Too crowded out here, see?
About Monk Peroni?
Yeah, about Monk Peroni. Come on. Here, Mike, take all this on.
Yes, sure. Come on, bud.
Do you know him, mister? Do you know this coward, Monk Peroni?
Open the door, Mike. Sure, I know him, boy. All right, one, boy.
Hey, can I drag him in, Dodo?
Yeah, hurry up.
Yeah.
Keep him down to Davenport.
Hey, he's heavier than I thought.
Yeah, too many cigarettes.
Yeah, I guess so.
Hey, here he is.
Now, what do we do?
Sit down. Muck will be here pretty soon.
Hey, we gotta stay here.
We gotta stay here, yeah.
Why don't we give him the works now and we won't have to wait?
Muck said to wait. See if there's anything to drink in that cupboard then.
Okay, wait.
Yeah, here's a bottle.
Now bring it here.
Okay. Hey, there ain't much in it.
It'll be all right. Give me.
Say, now wait, give me some.
After me comes you.
Yeah. Thanks, Shadow.
Don't mention it. Hey, are you sure you didn't bust this gimmick's skull?
Sure, I just hit him.
He ain't breathing very good.
Ah, he'll be all right.
I sure hope so, for your sake.
He'll be all right. Hey, who's that?
Shut up, Al. Yeah, who was it?
Is that you, Dono?
No, it's the fish. Open the door.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Have you got that English yet, Dono?
What do you think we was up here for?
Well, the boss wants to see him.
Where is he, downstairs?
No, he says to bring him to the place out in Rogers Park.
No kidding.
Oh, listen, I should spend my time kidding you. Come on, he said be there by 11.
What am I supposed to do, carry him on my hump?
No, I got a car downstairs.
Oh. Well, pick up the limey, Mike.
Listen, all I do is carry guys around.
Pick him up and shut up or I'll bend your noggin for you.
All right. Goodbye,
you ain't supposed to see nothing. Where's the heat, fish?
Right outside. Come on.
Come on, Mike.
Yeah.
Yeah, this was a pipe, fish. He's lit up like a new saloon, and I give Mike the office, and that's all over.
Well, come on, let's get going.
You got a nice car that time, fish.
Yeah, it's all right, ain't it?
Yeah, wait a minute, back.
Yeah, and hurry up.
Well, somebody open the door.
All right. Yeah, get aboard.
Okay.
Is he all right?
He all right, Mike?
I guess so.
Let's go.
How do you like this buggy, lad?
It's all right. Where'd you get it?
I found it.
Yeah,
I guess the boss is kind of anxious to get his hooks on this Englishman.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, he shot up his bazoo too much.
Yeah. He come through yet, Mike?
Yeah. When I clout them, they stay clouded.
Jia Singh. I call thee Jia Singh.
Acha Sahib, I hear thy voice.
Oh, Jia Singh, hear me. I am in the hands of the Deosity.
I see thee, my master.
I am bound and in a motor car. They take me to their master.
I am with thee, my master. Why didst thou wait to call me?
I had called thee before this, Jia Singh. Say that I was struck from behind whilst I played the foolish drunkard to lure them to me. It was only a moment since I recovered.
Dost thou know thy destination, master?
I know it not. Remain thou with me, or it may be that I shall learn.
Acha
Sahib. Well night, ain't it?
Yeah.
Look at the moon on the lake.
What about the moon on the lake?
It's nice.
Oh,
hey,
yeah.
Where are we going? That place on Modern Avenue?
Yeah.
You know, it's funny. I got his sister living next door, 1343.
Oh, is that so?
Yeah. I can go sleep there when we get done. We won't have to go back downtown.
We ain't liable to stay there at the place. The boss will want to take him out somewhere in the car, like I said.
I wouldn't talk so much if I was you, Sawdust.
Oh, yeah? Who's going to say anything?
Oh, anybody might. You know, the Englishman.
Ah, he's still out like I like.
Jia Singh.
I see thee, Sahib.
Hast thou heard?
I have heard, my master.
It is well.
I see thee now as thy conveyance passeth beside a great body of water. I did also hear of thy destination. It is in the city of Chicago.
Even so. Now hark ye, Jia Singh.
Acha Sahib.
time for vengeance is near to hand. Go thou and find Moti Gunj of the bazaar and old Lali the fakir, and there await my word.
Hearing and obeying, Lord.
What are there in the corner?
Nuts. Well, nuts of the squad car.
Well, I'll just unbust the old heater, though, kind of.
Hey, keep that heater where it belongs.
Hey, now listen.
They ain't going to bother us.
Well,
all right. You see, they're going...
Hey, this is the place, ain't it?
Huh? Oh, yeah, I was going right past.
Now get as close to the door as you can.
Hey, who's driving this heat? Me or you?
Okay, Bonnie, old feel. I was just telling you. Go ahead, Mike. Grab the gun.
All right, go ahead and open the door, sort of. Here's the keys.
Oh. Now, don't pump up too much.
I won't open the elevator. Hey, third floor, ain't it?
I'll run it.
Okay. Fish coming up?
Yeah, he's going to put the car in the alley, I guess.
Oh, yeah.
I'll be glad when the boss gets here. I don't like galloping all over town with guys like this.
Yeah.
Now, let me out and I'll open the door.
Okay. Put him on the couch?
I guess so.
Yeah.
Hey, you must have stopped him awful hard. He's still out.
Yeah, sure. When I stop.
Stay socked. I know. Come on, let's go and sit down. I'm tired.
You're tired. Ha!
Not sit down.
Dear thing.
I am with thee, master.
Art thou with Moti Gunjan and old Lali?
As thou sayest, even so, sahib.
Good. Let old Lali now bring forth his snakes.
Snakes, master?
Aye, so. Many serpents. Fetch the hooded cobras and the kerait. Assemble them all in the place where thou art. And haste now.
Even as thou dost speak, so shall it be done, master. Oh, Moti Gunj. Oh, Lali.
It is good. No more now.
I think our little playmate's coming, too.
Yeah.
Just lay still, buddy, and nothing will happen to you. No.
Where am I?
You're in good hands, bud. Just lay still if you don't want another clout in the schnozzle.
Who are you?
Shut him up, Mike.
Yeah. Listen, pal, I'm gonna... Hey, what are you looking at? Hey, what are you looking at, I said? Who is it?
Hey, let him in. Yeah. Let him in, Mike.
Yeah. Looking at me as if he's trying to stare me down.
Hey, what are you mumbling about?
He's trying to... Looking at me funny.
Are you nuts? Stop staring at me or I'll...
Hey, is everybody around here nutty?
Well, he's looking at me. Do I alarm you, my friend?
Oh, so you're okay now, huh? Hey, cut that out.
I'm going to get a drink.
I need one, too. Will you bring me one, sort of?
Yeah, I'll...
Hey, I don't like the way he looks at you.
Oh, smack him one.
No, I don't want
it. He's got something up his sleeve.
What's that?
It's all.
What's the matter? Where did it go?
What I want to know is who done it.
Yeah, but look. Give me the snake buck on this. A great big snake with his head all kind of swelled up. And a thing like a pair of glasses on.
You're a sap. Where would a snake come from?
Well, honest, God, if it was there, boss, no fooling. We seen it. It kept biting Sarv right in the face all the time.
You're
biting
both him. Nuts. Hey, you, Englishman.
Are you addressing me, my good man?
My good man, huh? You want your neck busted?
looking at me.
He was looking at us like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He was staring at us just like he's doing
it. Not
now,
I tell you.
Help! Hey, look, he's finished.
Hey, where'd they come from?
Help.
Get up on the chair.
Help! Help!
I can that. I'll get him.
Help! Help!
I say it won't do any good to shoot at him, you know, Salome.
Help! Help! Coming after me! Coming after me!
He got him, Monk.
Oh, look out, Monk! Stop! Stop! You brought him here! You
yes, yes, he done it! He done it!
Help! Help!
That's the great oh. King Cobra, Perone.
Oh, look. Get him off me! Call him off! Take him away!
That little snake fish is called a Kerite. It is the most deadly snake of all India. Tiny. Venomous. So, Brother Basil, I think that evens things a little, old boy.
Wrong hold, Sahib. Thou hast had thy vengeance.
It is so, Jersing. Thou hast done well. Say my thanks to Moti Gunj and Lali.
They greet thee, Sahib. Oh, Sahib, I almost forgot. I did go unto Colonel Henderson, Sahib, the Commissioner of Police.
Peace, Jersing. I will speak with thee anon.
Open up! We're police officers!
Coming, gentlemen.
You're Major Traverton?
I am.
Well, where's Monk? Holy mother. Will you look at him?
Dead. And so is this one.
Fish Ellis. What the devil happened, Major?
I really couldn't say, gentlemen. I was in the other room, you know.
Well, I'll be. This is the dangest thing I've ever run up against.
Tell me. How in the world did you happen to come up here, gentlemen? I was kidnapped in a place downtown.
Why, the funniest thing, Major Traverson. You see, the chief got a cablegram.
A cablegram?
Yes, sir. It gave the address and all the details of this whole business here. And the funny thing was, it was signed by a Colonel Henderson, supposed to be the Commissioner of Police in Calcutta, India, for the love of Mike.
You can turn them on now.
You have just heard Lights Out. This was the fifth in the summer revival of the best stories of this famous series. In tonight's cast, you heard Wilms Herbert as Trevison, Sidney Breeze as Henderson, Wallace Owen as Bryce, Tony Parrish as Jeer Singh, Boris Aplon as Peroni, Arthur Hearn as Sawdoff, Roy Engel as Mike, and Les Spears as Fish Ellis. Next Saturday night, Lights Out presents the story of what happened to a newsreel camera crew that was sent out to photograph a haunted house. Well, they found the place all right. And they found the ghosts also, although they weren't very photogenic. But we won't tell you what happened after that. We suggest you kind of haunt your own radio along about this time next Saturday night and find out for yourself. Lights Out is produced and directed by Albert Cruz. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.